ABC Radio Australia.
The Vanuatu government says it has starting planning a major logistical operation to repatriate more than 7,000 of its nationals who are in Australia and New Zealand, most who have been working in the country's labour programs. That's despite the fact that both governments have extended their work visas to 12 months. The Vanuatu government says flights are being organised and hundreds of citizens set to return by the end of the month. But there are fears this might be too late for others who've been stranded in Australia on temporary visas. Pacific Beat understands there are at least 200 Vanuatu citizens stuck abroad since March after leaving the country for short visits. That includes George Malas, who visited Australia with his family for a friend's wedding. That was almost 3 months ago. He's been hoping to get on a repatriation flight, and now he's told Pacific Beat that he faces becoming unlawful in Australia in the coming days unless he is granted a new visa.
We tried to extend our visa at the moment, but all the documents that we need to extend the visa, it's back in Vanuatu. So we can't really like get on a canoe and then go there in Vanuatu. They'll need like all my birth certificates and employment letter. So all that stuff, everything is back at home. It's locked up in my house because we didn't expect to be here until now.
George Malas is not alone. In fact, there are fears that Vanuatu's citizens' visitor visas have already expired. The Australian government has, though, tried to accommodate for people unable to return home because of COVID-19 restrictions, but it requires that people apply for a new COVID-19 pandemic visa before their current one expires, if they meet certain requirements. George Malas says he's growing frustrated with what he sees is a lack of support and communication from the Vanuatu government about his situation and lack of detail on the repatriation flight.
I feel for all of us, everyone, they feel betrayed. They feel like they're abandoned by the Vanuatu government, and the Australian government doesn't do anything. But like I said before, it's not about the Australian government's like business to look after us. You know, we're going to be another burden to him. But if he could just reconsider us to automatically extend our visitor visa, then they'll be very, very grateful. Everyone would appreciate that.
We've reached out to the Vanuatu government, which says it is in talks with Australia so that visas of people stuck here can be extended. Len Taravonda, who's Vanuatu's Director of Public Health and is also leading the country's COVID-19 response unit, has also said the government has started arranging flights from Australia, as well as Fiji, New Caledonia and PNG, to repatriate those stuck overseas. They should be home by June 20th. Dr. Taravonda told Pacific Beat in a written statement that the government is concerned about people stranded abroad and is providing financial assistance.
The government of Vanuatu has pledged to support them financially until they are repatriated. They and even their families here in Vanuatu are psychologically affected. But we all have to understand that these are very trying times for everyone in the world, and the government of Vanuatu continues to ask for their patience, understanding and cooperation whilst their repatriation is sorted out.
But three Nivans we've spoken to say they have yet to receive any money. That may be because Dr. Taravonda says the government is still reviewing the best way to have that financial support reach the stranded nationals in the various countries in the region.